This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Mike.
And Melanie.
So, of course, you can bring up anything you want. We also have stuff that you might find interesting that we've brought to the table tonight. I just heard about this story today, but people in Baltimore certainly have known about it for much longer. There is a neighborhood that has been on lockdown, and civil liberties lawyers are saying that what the police are doing here is pretty troubling. A story from BaltimoreBrew.com in the West Baltimore neighborhood where Detective Sean Souter was shot and killed 4 days ago. Police cars were everywhere today, and this was written yesterday. Officers in tactical gear were banging on doors, and residents were prohibited from entering their own neighborhood without showing identification. Quote, they've been to my house 3 times asking, did you hear anything? Do you know anything? Said Edward Stanley, showing a yellow slip of paper that he's required to present to police in order to get into his partner's Franklin Street row house. Quote, the other murders, like that little girl killed 2 months ago right up the block, you didn't see anything like this. The other, he says, that tells me they care more about them than us, said the 54-year-old, referring to the police as he walked his dog. Two women walking down Franklin Street to get to their cars, parked blocks away because of the lockdown, complained they had been harassed by officers. Quote, they know I live here. They've seen me come and go, but this one had to pat me down. He went like this to my jacket, grabbing it, said Shelley, who's 25, who asked that her last name not be used. She says, they wanted to know where I'd been. Why do I have to tell him that? It's just me and my flip-flops trying to go to my own home. The woman who was with her, Samantha, age 50, also asked not to be identified, saying that, quote, we haven't been able to get our mail for 4 days. Is the city going to pay the late fees on my bills? Probably not. Another woman said, quote, it's so sad what happened to the officer, and I hope they catch whoever did it, but this is really overboard. I've never seen anything like it. Police initially said they needed to cordon off the area to try to capture the shooter. Police have said Souter was in the 900 block of Bennett Place investigating a previous homicide when he was shot on Wednesday. So far, no arrests have been announced in the case. This morning, homicide detective Mike Newton told The Brew that the lockdown was necessary to collect evidence. He says, quote, it's basically still an active crime scene. He carried a stack of informational flyers advertising a $215,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. I mean, it's pretty clear that this is being treated very differently than your average murder.
Who put up the money for that reward?
That's a good question. I don't know if it was a police benevolent fund or police union or something like
that,
perhaps.
Probably.
I would imagine that's not coming from the department's budget.
Oh, and I'm sure any policemen who aren't in the union are seeing that coming out of their paychecks and under no right to work.
So apparently, as one resident puts it, there was a little girl killed nearby 2 months ago, and there was no such lockdown. There was no ongoing weekend-long active crime scene. Baltimore police announced, this was, again, written yesterday, so they announced Sunday that they will, quote, be releasing the crime scene and breaking down its perimeter in the Harlem Park community tomorrow morning. Our efforts to identify and arrest the perpetrator rely on the thoroughness of our investigation and our capacity to recover forensic, physical, and other evidence, read a statement issued by police spokesbureaucrat T.J. Smith. He thanked residents for their, quote, continued patience and understanding.
A spokesbureaucrat?
That's my favorite term. Smith's announcement came on the heels of intensifying complaints about the lockdown from Harlem Park residents from an online campaign dubbed hashtag Free West Baltimore, today from the American Civil Liberties Union of Maryland. The constant buzz of helicopters circling overhead and the gauntlet of neighborhood checkpoints, critics said, led the neighborhood to feel like it was under siege. the, let's see here, this was a tweet saying, Harlem Park has been turned into an open-air prison right under the noses of the mayor, city council, and all of the rest of us. This isn't a Harlem Park problem to solve alone. This is a Baltimore problem. So, and there's more about this, which we can get into here, but Melanie, you are a trained attorney. You went to law school for this. Did you, you know, ever look into the question of how far police crime scenes can extend and to what, you know, level of restriction they can place upon people in those crime scenes? I mean, they've turned an entire neighborhood into a crime scene here with checkpoints
and
papers, please.
Not in any depth. There's probably people that could answer that better than I could. From what I do know, they seem to get away with it. Not that it's... That doesn't make it legal. There are probably attorneys that can answer that better than me.
I would imagine that if there was shooting that and the shooting was going up and down the street, that there probably were bullets and bullet fragments that down a significant range in both directions.
Could be.
So that might justify some kind of cordon, but it shouldn't take, you know, more than a few hours or maybe at most a day to recover that kind of forensic data, I would imagine.
BPD has some apartheid-era pass-checking going on and restricting people's travel, wrote one Twitter. Quote, putting an entire community on lockdown is not necessary unless martial law has been declared, and it has not, said an assistant professor at Morgan State University. He said further, you're authorizing unconstitutional policing that abuses your authority and decreases trust in Baltimore police departments. Civil liberties lawyers today join the chorus of concern over isolating a neighborhood and restricting the movements of residents in the name of searching for a cop killer. Senior staff attorney David Rocha from the ACLU said, quote, we're also troubled by reports that some persons entering or leaving the area have been subject to pat-down searches and that non-residents have been barred from entering the area. While the search for a killer is, of course, a high priority for the police, the limits on lawful police behavior do not disappear even when engaged in that pursuit. Now, if they're asking people if they can pat them down, that's one thing, but to pat down somebody simply because they're walking in a, you know, in an area in which the police believe that is an investigative kind of zone, that doesn't seem to be
legit. That's a fiction to me anyway. It's like if I go into a bank wearing a ski mask, pointing a gun at the teller, and I ask for some money and she decides to give it to me, that's really not asking.
That's a good point.
So if somebody with a badge says, hey, how about I pat you down? Like, consent-wise, legally, there are other rules, but and yeah. I'm not saying you should never say no, because, I mean, that's kind of just a risk assessment.
I think you should always say no, generally.
Right, but that's not a request in the sense of, like, a consensual request
that's
that
true.
You would think of every day. It's still an armed threat.
That's a good point. Whenever there's a man with a gun asking you for something, it's not your typical
request.
Well,
it's not
request.
A man with a gun, because you can have a gun, and, you know, I can go to the grocery store and be like, oh, do you have any more of this kind of broccoli?
If I'm open carrying while I'm at the store, that's not I'm not doing
right.
a holdup.
But if I'm, like, displaying my license to murder people, that's a kind of, and have a history of shooting them when they don't have the kind of broccoli I want, that's an entirely different scenario.
Right. A little bit more here from the ACLU. He said at least one federal appellate court has said that a similar police cordon and checkpoint system was unconstitutional. Quote, the residents of Baltimore, and in particular the residents of the affected community, deserve a clear explanation from the city as to why this unprecedented action has been taken, what rules are being enforced, and why it's lawful. The need to secure a crime scene from contamination to preserve evidence does not, on its face, explain the wide area to which access has been restricted for days after the incident. Now, this to me sounds very similar to what happened in Massachusetts. You remember the Boston bombing?
With the marathon bombing going after the Sarnia.
Where they locked down the entirety of, I think it was probably even larger than a neighborhood, basically a suburb.
Pretty much all of Somerville, as I recall.
I feel like it was a different...
It was in Somerville, Cambridge, up in there. Yeah.
Yeah, spacing on what exact neighborhood it was, but it was much larger than a neighborhood, I think, in that case. And they locked it down, and they went door to door, and they actually searched through people's houses in that case with, like, military kind of...
Bearcats.
Yeah, bearcats. They had camo, everything. Very, very intimidating. Machine guns, pointing weapons at people through their windows. Scary, scary, scary stuff. If you want to comment on this, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite. Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Just imagine what it would be like for you You have to get up in the morning to go to work. You're already short on time, you know, because who really wants to get up that much earlier before they have to leave? And then, oh, wait, you had to allocate a little more time to get through the new checkpoint that is positioned conveniently at the end of your street. Because the police have decided to lock down your neighborhood for the last few days because somebody shot a cop. And it wasn't you. Well, it probably wasn't anybody you know.
If it was, congratulations.
You already... Well, that's not...
That's not...
I don't think that's going to change anything meaningful. Violence is not the answer, but ultimately, that's what the police know how to do, is to use violence. And if you, of course, don't do what they say, they'll use violence on you. So now, even though you already lived in a crappy neighborhood where it's not uncommon for a murder to be committed every now and then in Baltimore, but now you have to deal with police checkpoints, police demanding you for identification, demanding that you show them a permission slip that they've given out to area residents to show who lives in the neighborhood.
Because IDs just weren't good enough.
Demanding further that you subject yourself to being searched, maybe
sounds
a pat-down.
Almost fascist.
It sounds like authoritarian. Oh, yeah. I mean, whether it's fascist or not, I'm pretty sure socialist and
fascist dictators that don't even do that, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you can find police checkpoints in a lot of different types of government structures.
Calling it a siege, I think, is pretty accurate. But the thing is that you only do sieges.
They called it an open air prison.
In a war zone and going door to door and that sort of thing.
Right.
You know what? When and this sounds, because a cop was shot, it sounds like the sort of reprisals that normally happen when a country is under occupation.
Yeah, punishing the people of the of the area, punishing everybody for what probably no more than one person did. One person who may not even live in that neighborhood. I mean, there's a chance he's. I would say there's a good chance the perpetrator lives in that neighborhood, but not necessarily.
He might just work there.
Maybe he works there, or maybe he came in to do a drug deal in
that
neighborhood.
Working. That's
well, yeah, that's true. So, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I think it's important for people to really kind of understand what this is like. I mean, it's one thing to read the news about a lockdown, and it's a whole other thing to be amidst it, to be within that particular zone and to actually have to live your life with a bunch of cops prowling around, pounding on your door multiple times, over a weekend, asking you questions. Of course, remember, you still aren't obligated to answer any police questions, so keep that in mind. Even if the police are completely controlling when and where you can go in your own neighborhood, they still can't force you to answer their questions.
At least it's not Fallujah.
Not yet. So pretty scary stuff. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. We've got Libertarian Banker. He's on the line on Skype. Go ahead, Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
I wanted to reach out and discuss a caller last night who called in complaining about his 2018 fee schedule that he got from his bank.
Yeah, he was upset.
Yeah, he really was, and it was kind of comical in a way. You did a great job handling the ATM fee thing. It being a private market, you'd have to pay to withdraw your money anyway at another person's bank. He was complaining about the ATM fees at another bank. The other thing he complained about, it was the interest rates on his bank account were 0%. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of a saying in banking, you guys are going to kick out of this, it's called the 3-6-3 rule. So you take in money at 3%, loan it out at 6, and you're on the golf course by 3.
All right.
I almost wonder if now, with the interest rates so low, it's almost like the 0-2-3 rule, although maybe they go golfing a little bit later in the day because they got to work harder. I don't know. But anyway, the government controls the price of money, which is the interest rate. Yeah. And, he wasn't upset about the government and the Federal Reserve putting their Fed funds rate at 0. He was upset about the rate on his checking account. Well, he said that he might be old enough to remember when the government had rates that were in the the tens and 20%, depending on, you know, what it was. So you could get, you know, 8% to 12% on your checking account back in the '80s.
Wow.
When interest rates were really high. So it's just kind of funny that, you know, he's mad at this bank, but get mad at the people who are setting the price, which is the Federal Reserve. So
I had a very interesting interaction with my bank this week. I will not put their name on the radio for reasons of protecting my account's integrity.
Yep. Okay.
But an investor in my company gave me a sizable check, which was large enough to that it needs to be reported under regulations. But it was at a bank issued by a bank directly across the street from my bank. So I go into my bank and I deposit the check, and they'll only make $500 available today, and the rest will be available in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's issued by the bank. They want 4 days to walk this check across the street.
Well, that's not how it's going to work.
That's not really
a more
fair
complicated.
Description of what's occurring. So they give themselves 4 days. It might be, I mean, so like my bank has a set, like it won't be available for however many days, but then it becomes available as soon as they get it cleared. So they could stay 3 days, and then it'll be, you know, 4 hours when they actually, because they don't know when they're going to get
right.
it. They could take it across the street all day long. The other bank doesn't have to respond
so
right away.
Ultimately, you know, well, this is a business account and a business check, not a personal. And business accounts are supposed to be a lot faster. And ultimately.
Here's another thing to think about. The business accounts are not subject to any of the federal holding guidelines. So you can hold a check on a business account,
really?
Not make it available. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of the commercial stuff at banks is exempt from a lot of the consumer laws, especially with the lending things.
I've seen some crazy stuff happen with checks that have been deposited in accounts. I've seen banks credit me for a check before the funds had left the other bank. And
that happens. That's called float, and that was a huge problem back in the day. And then they've gone to electronic check sending of checks, so that's made that a lot quicker. It's called
right.
Check 21.
It still happens.
It's
the current year. It's not that hard to scan a check in and electronically verify funds.
It is when there's a monopoly on processing checks, and that's the Federal Reserve.
It all goes through the Federal Reserve.
So your bank could be, you know, have their stuff together and do everything they're supposed to be doing. They have no control over when the other bank sends them a verification.
Why does ACH take two to three business days? Because the Federal Reserve has not updated that system since the 80s. And so they have no incentive to update payments and make them faster.
Right. And that's why banks, you know, can't, even banks that are open on the weekend can't do anything except for accept, you know, deposits for processing later on Monday, because they have to wait for the Federal Reserve to be open in order to actually move money around.
Now, if I use a currency like Dash.
Right.
Well, and here's one more thing that I will say that's really shady that banks do. And this guy maybe hasn't figured it out yet, but a lot of banks will post the transactions largest to smallest. So what happens is, like, you get you know, all the large transactions to drain your bank account, and then they can hit you with four or five little overdraft
on the smaller
fees.
Ones.
On the smaller ones, man.
Oh,
really,
man.
Sneaky.
Ben, thanks for the thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733, as Bitcoin is at more record highs here today, hitting a high of, let's see, according to BitcoinAverage.com, today's highest high was the $8,290 per Bitcoin point. So, wow, yet another amazing day in the world of cryptocurrency. If you want to learn about Bitcoin, no, you really ought to go to Bitcoin.com. Great website with, it's going to help you learn the basics, but also if you're old school and you want to get the latest news headlines about Bitcoin, they've got them there on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. So there's lots of features, and they're pretty much all free over there at Bitcoin.com. Head over there to get the latest in the Bitcoin scene. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Ian, Mike, and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Tom is in Nashua, New Hampshire, though. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about compiling cemetery records. You know, some cemeteries put their cemetery records online where you can look up, like, what location somebody's buried in.
Okay.
And this is
That's
really
handy.
Good if you want to go visit them when the office might be closed. Okay, you look it up online.
Sure.
They put it on a search box. and you put type in a name, and if there's a name by that matches, then it pops it up, or all of the Smiths pop up. But yeah, they make it's difficult to download the whole database, even though they're sort of making it public. I want to first mention that if you run any website, do not lock your information behind a search box available by query only, unless the information is proprietary. Okay.
Why?
One of them. It's very frustrating. How does somebody download the whole thing?
Maybe they don't want you to easily be able to download the whole thing.
I said unless it's proprietary, and in which case then they don't want it to be somebody to be able to download the whole thing. There are situations where they don't want to, but then it raises the other question about municipal cemeteries, government-run cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
And it raises all kinds of issues there that I wanted to bring up. First of all, it's like the government being in the business of delivering letters and packages instead of being in the business of protecting your rights, which is... And
I don't think they should be in any of those businesses, personally, but you're right. There are a lot of government-run cemeteries, from what I can tell.
And the issue there is that there's a lot of issues there. Like, let's say somebody, you're running a private cemetery, then the rules are the rules. And if they don't want profanity inscribed in somebody's gravestone, then they don't have to allow that gravestone on their property. But
okay,
if some idiot decides to have a grave monument with profanity on it, and it's a city cemetery, now they've got...
They have to let him.
They have a freedom of speech issue and all kinds of stuff. And who would want to be buried as a final resting place on government land?
I don't know.
In some towns.
Yeah, that's the part that sounds really horrible.
To be in a government cemetery.
Yeah.
To be literally taken care of by the government for all eternity.
And get taxed for it.
Won't be at that point. But.
In some towns.
Yeah.
In some towns, you need to buy a grave plot because somebody died. You talk to the highway superintendent because that's under public works. And the highway superintendent is the head bureaucrat. You might imagine having the highway superintendent be in charge of your final resting place. It's kind of something to think about. Why should the government be in the business of running art museums and cemeteries and everything else instead
of... See, when I pass, I want to have a secretary, an AI secretary with a website so people can schedule appointments to come see my grave, and the secretary will keep telling them that I'm too busy.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Are you planning on having a grave for yourself? Or?
You know, I'm leaning more towards getting frozen. But
really?
Oh, yes. I've got a lot of friends that are into the cryo.
Mark's got that thing. He's got, I guess they're going to cut his head off or something like that.
Oh, so he's got the neuro suspension.
Yeah.
Too cheap for the full body, huh?
I guess the idea is that, you know, by the time that they can actually do something with his head, they'll figure the body thing out.
The idea is that at some point that they will, when they're able to clone a new body, that they will scan the brain down to the atomic level and get every bit of memory from the chemical bonds and everything to be able to basically turn you into a digital personality and then upload you into a clone body.
Is that really what they're planning on doing?
Yes.
Because then you're still dead.
Well,
depends.
Really, or...
No, you're dead.
Well,
what does it mean to be you?
If you don't believe in a soul, okay, then you is your data. What's the data?
No, you is the organism of you.
No. You are your mind, okay? The body and brain are just this substrate that creates this emergent phenomenon that is you. So you are your data.
Well, okay, I might actually believe in a soul, so, I mean, who's to say that the soul won't come back into
your
body?
There you go. You might need a little modem hookup or something, but...
I don't know. It's all very interesting. I mean, like, what is consciousness? This is a question that science has yet to really be able to answer.
I mean, so then if somebody cloned you in that detail, simultaneously with you being alive... Like, and then you died, would you not be dead? Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, you're dead.
No, this whole area doesn't make sense.
No matter what computer program and ridiculous detail somebody creates.
Think about it this way. Think about it this way. Okay, let's say you have a fetus in the womb, okay, and the embryo splits and it becomes twins.
Okay.
At some point before that split, that's one person. Or one organism.
I don't feel qualified to definitively say that because I don't know what's different about an embryo that splits than about one that's not.
And I don't either. But it's basically the same principle.
Well, right, but if I don't know what it is, I can't tell you it's the same.
Right.
I can't agree that it's the same if I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, what were you going to say anyway?
Well, if the embryo is splitting and becomes twins, then that embryo at some point is the single organism. So if you have twins and supposedly have some soul or whatever, at some point you had an embryo with either one soul that split or two souls that were packed in there. But
does the soul enter
exactly,
the thing?
Exactly. Or it doesn't, all kinds of really weird questions. So the idea of, can a clone of you have the same you?
So I agree that soul math doesn't work well with identical twins, but that has nothing to do with whether or not you're dead if I clone you.
Could you come back from the dead?
I don't know, but that would
there are people who have not even been revived, right?
To say they were dead, I don't know, is entirely accurate.
Here's a thought experiment. Okay, you go to sleep tonight. And while you're asleep, someone sneaks in and makes you unconscious and then scans your brain and clones you. And then your clone wakes up in the morning and the old you does not. And the clone wakes up and says, I'm me. I didn't notice any difference. I went to sleep last night and I just woke up. So,
okay. So the fact that you can convince someone that they are you,
so it's a continuity
does not have mm-hmm. So you're still dead. The clone thinks that it's you. Okay, fine. That's fine. It's going to go about acting like it's you because it thinks that it is,
but it's
you're
not really
still
you.
Dead.
Well, it has the continuity, same continuity of consciousness.
It doesn't have continuity because it's an entirely different organism.
It has the continuity of consciousness because you had an interruption in consciousness between going to sleep and waking up.
It's true.
But if you don't wake up, presumably you're dead.
But you did wake up in the clone's body.
Someone else woke up.
Someone who has all of your memories.
Okay, all your personality quirks.
So my NSA agent is not me. If you kill me, I'm still dead. It doesn't matter that my NSA agent is still walking around.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also found out that apparently there's a guy who's planning to launch a rocket to prove that the Earth is flat. So we can talk about that on the way. But you can also bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE or cloning, whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-
contacts, employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. Whether you're you or not is another question. That's what we're discussing here tonight. The idea of sort of artificial intelligence, cryogenic freezing, what does it mean to, you know, come back from the dead, if that's even possible? What's consciousness? These are some of the big questions we've stumbled into here. And you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you are computer intelligence or whether you're, you know, a native human-born thing, you might still want to use digital currency either way. And you can do that with Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Go and learn more about Dash over at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Check out Dash.org to learn more about that. So we ended up somehow getting onto cryogenics, which led to a discussion about, well, when you're reanimating somebody's head onto a computer-generated body or, you know, regenerated form, what does that mean for the idea of consciousness? Can that, you know, re-enter this thing? Or what is consciousness in the first place? Is it just a set of memories that somebody has access to? Can a computer kind of perform all the functions to make you think that it's a somebody, but it's not actually? Melanie, you asked a question just moments before we went back on the air. I don't know if you remember what that was, but you guys were talking about this during the break. Do you recall? Because I didn't write it down.
Which, I asked a lot of questions. Yeah, which
I know.
One?
I should have written it down. But those are some of the things that that we've been discussing here.
Well, basically, when I define a person, a sapient person, as any mind that it can exercise sapience due to inhabiting a sufficiently complex neural network. Your brain is a neural network that has sufficient complexity to create this emergent phenomenon that is you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the complexity of our brain is differentiated from, say, the complexity of a chimpanzee or a dolphin or a dog or other less, lower forms of life, because they don't have the capacity to create, they don't have some critical mass of neural complexity to create that sort of a computational process. And so because we have this brain that's the most complex in the biological world, we have this sapient intelligence that makes us rather unique among living beings. And so
we'd like to think they found the dolphins are pretty advanced.
they are pretty smart. And, they have some primitive form of language, but, none of them's coming up and asking for a smoke yet.
That doesn't make it more intelligent.
Octopi are really what seem to me to be, I don't know if they're officially, the closest in intelligence, but they seem to exhibit the most self-awareness.
They're also very good at problem solving, which is people have been discovering lately.
Yeah, they keep escaping. It's kind of creepy that we still capture them, in my opinion, because they seem to not want to be in the aquarium. Mm. And they keep, there's one that, breaks out and steals fish and goes back in its tank.
Yeah.
Really? On a regular basis, they keep breaking out. It's like, yeah, maybe leave them alone.
Well, if you look at the dolphins, there's been some interesting studies. There was a BBC, I think, documentary, Eye on the Pod, I think is what it was called, a few years ago that came out, and they actually had hidden cameras that they hid in, at least they thought they were hidden. Who knows whether the dolphins knew, right?
Yeah.
But they had a fake turtle or whatever. They put a camera in, and that way the cameras could be near the dolphins without a human sitting there holding a camera underwater, and just to observe if their behavior would change, or just observe them in general. And they found some really interesting stuff. They actually passed down knowledge from generation to generation between the dolphin generations, and there was some really interesting. There was what got me to watch it actually was the clip where the young dolphins were passing around a puffer fish and getting high off of the poison. That would come off because if they would just handle it in their mouths, not kill the thing, but just kind of touch it.
Take a sting off this one, man.
Right. Freak it out. The little puffer fish would freak out or whatever, and the poison would emit, and the dolphins would get high off of this. And so it was like they were passing around a joint or something.
They're finding a lot of, crows have got a higher intelligence than we thought for a long time.
Is that the bird that used the crow? Where they showed a bird actually fashion a tool out of, it might have been a crow, that it fashioned a hook out of something and then used that to get a bug out of a jar.
Yeah. And there's a nice video on YouTube about a crow using a lid of a jar of some kind as a sled on a snowy roof. Yes.
That's so
awesome.
And he'd
pick it up and go back to the top and put it down and sit on it and then slide down and do this over and over again.
That's amazing. Yeah. So I think people can underestimate animals a lot of times.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's definitely a plenum, a continuum of intelligence. There's no such thing as intelligent and non-intelligent. It's just a matter of degree.
So we were discussing just the idea of consciousness in general, that, what does it mean? You were talking about the Turing test. That was off the air, but can you bring, maybe explain to our listeners what the Turing test is?
Well, the Turing test is essentially a test where have a person can ask behind blind a being questions and have a conversation. Yeah. And it's at the the idea is that you don't know if the person behind the screen is a person or a computer. And right. So if the computer can effectively simulate human interaction and conversation for some amount of time, then it effectually...
You can't tell the difference.
Right. So it's indistinguishable from a human.
So are there certain questions in the Turing test that you should generally ask?
No, it's really tends to be wide open, but they tend to use people who are psychologists who are maybe a bit more, have a bit more insight into mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, I think it would defeat the purpose to have a set test, because I could program a computer,
right.
respond X to Y.
To those questions, yeah.
But a person, I can ask them anything. And this Turing test is kind of a moving target. I wouldn't really use it as a gauge of sentience or sapience, because... Okay, so I pretty much accept anybody on Facebook who I don't think is a bot or that person that robbed me that one time.
Okay.
And sorry, so I have 10 or 15 people who I haven't accepted. I'm not convinced that they're all bots, but I don't know which ones aren't. So there are people that fail the Turing test. It's not. It's good for what it is, but it's like any tool. If you apply it to the wrong purpose, it's not going to work well. So... using that as a guide for what is a human or what is sentient is not really what it's meant for. It's meant as a judge of the quality of an AI.
Right, right. Sure. But there's a number of different types of intelligence, of course. And of course, there's emotional intelligence. And as I mentioned off air, I've actually met an emotional artificial intelligence.
I doubt that that is actually accurate. You've met something that was programmed to respond as if it's emotional. That is not the same thing as being emotional.
This is, I think, where we were going before we came back from the break, where I was asking you about one of the questions you asked. It had something to do with how do you know if a machine is really feeling something?
Oh, yeah. How could we ever prove that it's actually experiencing anything? And I don't think we can, and I think that it's pretty clear that it's not.
How do I know that you're experiencing any feelings? I don't.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Okay,
right?
But you know that you are. You know that you're a person.
Wait a minute.
You don't have evidence to the contrary, which we do with computers, because we can look into their programming and be like, well,
exactly.
It's programmed
but
to
you
do
don't
this,
know. And you can tell better with a computer whether or not it's actually having that sort of internal monologue. With itself of what is it feeling?
Okay, but that is different than subjective experience. Yes, computers are programmed to do things. Like, yeah, that's pretty clear. That's what a computer is. That does not in any way demonstrate subjective experience.
But there's also no way to prove that you're even here experiencing any of this, right? Like, this could all be a simulation.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah, so technically you can't disprove solipsism, but we're kind of stuck with the reality
we
experience.
Yeah,
so
do.
Solipsism, while non-disprovable, is kind of a moot point.
There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts with us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hour number two on the way. You may take control of the airwaves. Whether you want to talk about the nature of existence or something a little more pedestrian, it's all up to you. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.